In Jesus' name we have spoken. Please sit down. Worship team, can you join the church, please? I want to give you an advice, and I think it will be profitable to you. Please, 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 and please. Please, can people move around here? Please, I beg. Let's just move to this side. Just have mercy on me. Thank you. Please, I want you to make up your mind tonight. I just want you to make it up that nobody will steal your joy. Please, don't donate your sense of happiness or whatever to a situation or a circumstances, even Nigeria. Now, when the news is not making you happy, turn the news off. Praise the Lord. What did I say? Let me read to you from Nehemiah chapter 8, from verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord, neither be ye sorry. The last part I read, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Say to me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Please, when joy is taken away from men, they lose their strength. They lose capacity. They lose wherewithal. They lose ability. They don't think straight again. And that is, what else do you think the enemy should do when he can take your joy from you? He said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what you need to overcome. That's what you need to live a successful life. On social media now, people be sending news, see, all this one about. Some people, when they send something, when you read it, your spirit will go down. So, okay, just imagine from morning to night, you are reading what will make your spirit to go down. So what's going to happen to you that day? You will not be productive. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise the Lord. Please, 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 and please, don't let anybody take your joy away from you. Don't ever allow anybody. Even if somebody abuses you. Okay, somebody abuses me now. What has it done to me? He just wants to take my joy away. Let somebody say my head is big. Should it not be big? The bigger the head, the better. Kune Gimba. Should my brain will be big if my head is big? Somebody say you are not handsome. Who says? It's according to you now. Somebody say I am big. Should I not be big? Just think about it. Somebody say I'm thin. You are thin. There is nothing you are that people will not complain about. If you talk, they will say you can talk. Yes or no? If you are not talking, what would they say? Oh, they are with the song. If you are the one, you shako shit. Toba muna dana wani akwa etik po, dobo je to, soli to, soli je bu mkoto yeke wa shin la ye ni, eh? Kile wa shin la ye, je gba mi. E mwani sa dwa ni kolo yeke wa gba. O tu mba dwa. Just tell me the thing. Please tell me that thing. Ori. Ori. Ise ilele yeko ma kokiri.
kiri nkan to fe ma ko ni to do kon ni yen o ri moto to ra o ti ra moto to o ti ra keje o ri se moto na nkojo kiri e kokojo to ba go kada wan go kada to ba ni wan lori ko so bon to le da o ko si wa to le o ya o so e gbagbe bi won le leave them alone aye must talk. Praise the Lord. Please make yourself happy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nobody lived twice. Today is going like this. So enjoy today. I'm just giving you advice. I'm giving you advice. Don't let anybody steal your joy. Huh? After fasting, you go to one when you care low. Egbe nkan lura. Carry something for your body. Now, if you are unhappy, look for one movie, one comedy, make yourself happy. Please don't ever wait for somebody to make you happy. You will be frustrated. You know what happened? If things are not, just carry one music that you love. Don't care. Put it in. You know naturally you will do what? You will. And come on there. You are the only one that is going. Go there. Who then do? Who kill on Jofu? Who don't do for Nikwe? Ofejo. People that don't know how to dance, people that know how to dance, they will complain. People that know how to dance, they will complain about people that don't know how to dance. Which one is? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't lose your strength for anybody. It's not worth it. Praise the Lord. Look, when you wake up in the morning, you know what the Bible says? I am fearfully and what? Wonderfully made. Look at yourself. Put mirror in front of yourself. Mirror. After, you see, it doesn't mean after to pray. Like, after you finish praying, put mirror in front of yourself and look at yourself. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Don't ever wait for somebody else to make you happy. Make yourself happy because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I just thought I should tell us these things. Yes, now. Don't bother somebody will talk. They will talk. In fact, create an avenue for them to be talking. It is because you are important. That's why they are talking about you. In fact, God forbid, people that are not important, they are still talking about them. Leave him alone. You know why? Mouth is for talking. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Please, look at me. Don't let anybody make you unhappy. There's one life to live. Don't kobara yourself. There's one with God. There's something, what thing we call negative toxin. Two man tossing no system. Toxin. You know? Toxin. When negative. I'm like, you got no kojo. Make yourself happy. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. That is the premise for what you want to talk about tonight. I'm telling you. Make yourself happy. Are we on the same page? Thank you. Let me ask a few questions before. And mics, I need about 4 mics sanitized. Where are the mics now? But tonight, the way you are seated is too far. Come here, come here. You are too far. You see, all the things I'm saying, the way you see the way you sat down. I said, what is the problem? Is it not Baba Beji? Baba Beji, come and sit down here, my friend. Come and sit down here. Now, please let me ask a question and I will call somebody. You don't even have to raise up your hand. I will call you. But raise it up if we call you. If you don't want me to call me. You know what? Let me ask you. I saw Sister Yemi Sokumadio there. Bola Madio Show is there. Adele Bibi is there. Mori Ogoyin, Brawali Adeni is there. So, I can see all of you. And Bola Dr. Adetula is there. I can call Sister Adetula is there. So, I will mention you. To do it, I can call anybody. Roti Emmanuel is there. Look at you. Everybody. So, I'm looking at all of you. If you like, don't raise up your hands. I will call you. Okay. Why do you think it is difficult to forgive? I need minimum of two answers. One year. If you don't answer, you know all the names I've called. I will just call somebody. It can be Sister Lola Adebu. You know? It can be Sister Remi Adeni. Eban Fufu Sister Remi Adeni. Eban Fufu Sister Remi Adeni. Why do you think, honestly, please, Sister Remi. Yeah. Thank you, please stand up. Thank you. God bless you. Please, I want honest. Let's talk honestly. Don't spiritualize some of these things, though. You know, we are made up of spirit, soul, and what? And body. And don't forget the fact that God is a spirit. We are the one that is living in the body. And let me tell you something. When God wants to save man, God has to come in the body. Because it will be difficult for God to understand what we are passing through if he did not come in the body. It was not working in the Old Testament. Nothing was working. They just found out that a man will sink if it just happened. They now said, let us go down like these people to see what they are feeling. And nobody has to tell you. What for you, Jesus? He, Mabo. Baba, Jesus. What's up, boy? This is what we kill a face so to fake 10 people alone. Who need done the baptism came? Frustration on Pedro. Baba, so frustration, you were frustrated, Baba. John the Baptist was in the wilderness. Why don't you lunge? Put them away, put them away, da. Oh, they were one, John. Hello, demon. Every Sunday, what is that? You know, come on, come by, say, can you go? Come by, Etuni Muni, can you kill a fake 10 alone? Who's going to man town alone? So, by the way, Fete will be alone. What girl is out there? So, they tell alone. My time will be deep. You know, don't harm anybody, but you can't please everybody. And you are not supposed to please everybody. But do your best. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hey, you're killing everybody. You're killing everybody. If he say this, the Pharisee will say he has demon. If he say this, they will say he's talking about Sabbath. If he say this, how can God be your father? If he say this, go and read the Bible. It is every statement. Sorry, me.
It is hard to forgive.
It
is hard to forgive, maybe because of the pain.
Okay, the pain.
The pain.
Okay.
Might be too much, so...
Thank you. Sister, okay, thank you. Eshe. Mike, me go fun on. Oh, yeah. Professor. But I call it Jimba. If men are not talking, you will talk. Now, please. Ejo. Why? Hey, it's okay. Mike is not on. Thank you.
This spirit of anger in us.
Okay. Anger.
Yes.
Okay. So, who else wants to say something? Give me the brother, Tranditula. Why are you looking at your wife? You're not brother, so you are the one, not your wife. Hey, brother, see, you sit up. Eh?
Two of you. Two of you are one.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might be difficult to forgive someone if the person is the person that offended you or did something to you is unrepentant about the sin.
Okay. It's unrepentant. Very good point, right? Very good point, right? Repentant. Okay. Kunle Jima wants to talk. Ah, no, give his grace. Why is it hard to forgive?
I think it's actually because the flesh is still dominating. If you allow the Holy Spirit to take absolute and total control, it will be very easy.
Ejeka wasi side, well, let's calm down. I know.
Okay.
Flesh and the spirit.
Okay.
You know the issue. You know the issue, Sir Grace. It is true. But how is it that is that? Okay, personally, you personally, your personal experience. So why is it difficult, or is it not difficult for you to forgive?
It is, and I think it's actually because we keep looking at the how deep the pain is.
Okay.
When you look at how deep the pain is, it becomes difficult for you as a person to forgive. And then we begin to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit.
How many people agree with what they've said? Somebody said one. Wait, what is this? Let me say. The pain. Sister anger. Sister said because of unrepentant attitude. Okay, sister, she said about the pain. Okay. Are they not true? Everything they've said. Answer me. Are they not true? Brother Wally, are they not true? Everything they've said. Now, I mean, honestly speaking, I'll be honest with you. It is true. It is true. But why did God tell us to forgive? Why did God tell us to forgive? Now, don't forget God created us. Yes or no? Now, can you ever know the product more than the manufacturer? No, let's look at it. Let's look at it. Can you ever know the product more than the manufacturer? Can you ever know what can go wrong with the product? Can you ever know how to repair a product? Can you ever know what can damage a product? So that is why they give you instruction manual when you buy a product, yes or no? Yes or no? They tell you when you buy your phone, charge it for how many? They can tell you charge it for 30 minutes, charge it for 1 hour, yes or no? Some people will not charge it for kilo. You don't trust the idea. They say, even when you kick your car in the morning, some people, they kick their car and they engage it straight. Same journey. I'm not talking about women, no? Forgive us. I'm not talking about women, no? I said I'm not talking about women. They kick the car. I said when you wake up in the morning. Let's say immediately you wake up in the morning. Somebody says be running. I said when you wake up, at least you wake up. Some people, they must stay like 5 minutes on their bed before they... Just imagine that you wake up and you rush out of the bed. Oh, think about it. Try it tomorrow morning. That immediately you open your eyes like this, you say, wah, out of the bed. It's... So when you kick a car, the engine has not... The oil has not supplied. You put it in the car. How is it possible to know a product more than the manufacturer?
Is it possible? I mean, look at when you buy a product and you choose to read the instruction. And there's always an operating manual. Yes or no? I'm telling you. So why do you think, in your own opinion, that God tells us to forgive? He's helping we talk. Brother, 20 till I will talk. Brokenly Jimba, you will talk. Because sisters have been talking since. Please, give them mic. Sister FT. Emma, answer for one now. SMB?
Yeah.
Okay. Bro Steve, we talk. Go and give it, Bro Steve. Why? Please, in your own opinion, let's be. And don't forget the fact that. Don't forget the fact that. You understand yourself, oh. Why do you think God tells us to forgive? In your own opinion.
In my own opinion, number one, like the parable Jesus Christ gave, he said, he gave a parable of how somebody forgave somebody debt, and the other person went out.
Hey, but that is not that. I want to say, why do you think God tells us to forgive? I don't want us to go into why.
Because we need it for our own personal good.
We
need it for our own personal good, health.
Personal good. Personal good.
Yeah. Health-wise. Health-wise.
Uh-huh.
Psychologically.
Okay.
And even spiritually, so that our prayers will not
Thank
be
you.
Hindered.
Now, we need it for our personal good. Do you agree? Now, what happens to you when somebody offends you and you forgive? How do you feel? How do you normally feel? Now, when somebody offends you and you are not forgiving, how do you normally feel? Are you always happy? And then somebody is not close to you, what happened? And you are not forgiving. And you haven't seen the person. Always be angry. So when you are always angry, can the joy of the Lord be your strength? What do you substitute for? You substitute joy for the anger. You know why the Bible says anger lies in the bosom of fools? Anger can kill people. The negative function of anger can kill human beings. So people can be sick unknowingly. And a sickness can start 20 years ago. Because always angry, always resentful, always everything. The thing is going there, it's building up. God forbid, why not the tumor joker? Negative vibes, negative energy. Everywhere you see those negative things, angels of God, they disappear. Another spirit is around. Anonjembe. Hey, meet him on Kodun Shele Nulisha. Bube Kong Guna, Bube Kong Shekinika, Tube Bang Boma Bukuche Unjo, Yonje, Kutia Singh Kodun Len Winyama. Negative spirit have been attracted. Toba Munaga, Kuba Moshe, Shilini. I will not know somewhere. Oh, okay. Oh, and those, oh, money. What is on my way? Hey. What is on my way? Oh, you're cool. Hey. Okay, I got it. What's okay? What am I doing? Negative spirit, low attracts. And also, just it, yeah. To Balan, I buy. Hey, Gumbi. And I buy the money. Ẹnìkan mú jẹ́ gàlọ́ wọn bí ẹnìkan mú jí gàlọ́ wọn bí àtàtúkọ̀ ńlá ni yẹ lójoojúmọ́ mi tẹ́ fẹ́ sunyàn alẹ́ ni mo fẹ́ sunyàn mọ́sùn lọ sunyàn rà. You know what happened? You see, let me tell you something. When there is no vacuum in nature, once God is not present, the other people are present. Kò dẹ̀ possible kan wà papọ̀. Ẹ̀mí ọlọ́run ò lè wà ń bẹ̀ kan máa operate. But the other one here, let me tell you something. They are buying, inviting one, in one man do. They are waiting. Okay. Only first. Somebody says, oh yeah. Now, praise the Lord. Wait. Everything I've said, is it yes or no? Answer me yes or no. Answer me yes or no. Okay, you just woke up in the morning. You are not happy. You are not anything. One kid don't share. Oh, mama don't share. One kid don't. Oh, you are not just happy. You don't know what is happening to you. Yes, the whole world is. The world is not collapsing. You know what happened? People, these spirits are around. They want to steal your joy. In fact, some people, how do you think that somebody will go and take his or her life? Think about it. Answer for me. Oh yeah, answer for me. What do you think happened? It is the coming, it has been out of that. It has been happening.
So for me, I think God knows it's beneficial to us to forgive. So that is why he gave that instruction that we should forgive, because we are the first recipient of the advantage of forgiving.
Thank you. Sir, Dara, you want to say something? Please, we don't have time. Please, that let's look for mic that is working. Please, we don't have time. We 2 minutes, just like that.
I think many people don't.
Many
people. It is beneficial for us to forgive.
Okay.
I stumbled on a program just this last week.
This mic is not helping matters, though. Please now. We lose 2 minutes. No, it's not. Let them give you a good mic. I don't want all this. Why? We can't manage it now. And I've forgiven you. Oh, yeah. I've forgiven you before. Oh, yeah. Sharp, eh, Joe?
So many people know.
Thank you.
It is important.
Okay.
To forgive.
All right.
But so many people cannot help themselves.
Okay.
I stumbled on a program, and a man, a middle-aged man, somebody gave him a book to give to the brother in the U.S.
Yes, and book cocaine there.
Yes, and yes. There was cocaine.
Yes.
And the man was jailed for 15 years. He just returned.
This one escaped though.
One escaped.
The other one.
But another one was jailed for 15 years.
Yes.
And he now said, that was the conclusion. He said there is no forgiveness here.
I will tell you, let me tell you another story. In U.S., people have been convicted for 30 years before. And they find out after 30 years, they are innocent. Do they not forgive this? What are they going to do? I'm not one, not two. Not three. No, praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Now let me remind you of a scripture. Sorry, maybe you're not defining. He said in this world you have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have done what? So please now. Please. Sorry for me to remind you of scripture though. Kole, you want to say something? Bring mic. Run. Check one, please, but don't fall down. Okay.
If you look at the recent issue that happened in Afghanistan.
Yes.
U.S. spent close to $1 trillion.
Yes.
They've been there for 20 years.
Yes.
They trained their army, 300,000 armies. Gave them weapon, paid their salary for years. Now, U.S. left less than 6 months. Taliban took over. And they still want to blame U.S.
No, they are not. They don't want to blame you. They are blaming U.S.
They are blaming U.S. Can you imagine?
Wait. Don't create...
Can you imagine?
They are blaming U.S. Now, Americans are blaming US. US did not create Taliban. Don't worry. I don't want to talk to you about it. Don't let's. But this is the issue. Thank you. This is the issue. You see? Even if US is there for the next 100 years, you know what they did? One by America, that's very new. Once it's structured, big by F1. They are paying their salary, they are doing everything. Once it's structured, big by F1. And one day, president, one on one jali. So one law of Benye, one de Feko, one. So once it's structured, big by F1. You know, America, boy, you know, Gawa, I know, ma, Bai. So, go to the town, so, Jazze. Come on, go to America, on the town, the last one, leave that one, international politics. Now, you see, check in the Toro. I'm sorry, I want to go to the town, am I a Calobe? That's what we are discussing. Now, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hey! Must have Afghanistan, Ale. Afghanistan, move in Sora, Mr. Afghanistan. World, Tawai. Did you, let me ask you a question. He said, love not the world, nor the things thereof. God has told us everything, leave that one. But if you don't know how to play your game, they will buy you. He didn't tell us that. He said, love not the world, nor the things thereof. He said, the world passeth away. The world is a system. Survival of the fittest, no way. The stronger you are, the more you can cheat people. Leave that one. We are not. Let's talk about ourselves. Abi, face to face is better than 100 letters, Abi. Let's look at ourselves. Now, let me be honest with you. So, think about it. And I want you to understand this thing tonight. You might be saying, I've been praying, things are not happening. I've been fasting, things are not happening. I've tried, I've done this one, I've done it. Please, please, and please. I need you to check your life. These are this owner's manual. Now, if God says do something, do you know that if you don't do something, will be wrong with the system? And you will never know. God said we should forgive. Because unforgiveness is a toxin. It's a terrible, evil toxin. There is nothing unforgiveness will not affect. Let me tell you something. The people that are supposed to be a part of your destiny, unforgiveness will drive them away from you. Because you will attract negative energy around yourself. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. So that is the issue about unforgiveness. Like we have all said, there is nothing you can do. If God, do you know the thing? You know the song, he said, God said it. I believe it. Believe in Nikoko. I believe and I do it. Because you can choose that. You say you believe something and you are not doing anything but your belief. And don't ever forget, God is not telling us to do what will be comfortable, what will be easy. Since he did not do what is easy for us, or what's comfortable, he's not sending us also. And he said, Jesus Christ, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. Praise the Lord. Please, tonight, if you are looking at me and you are listening to me online, number one, please go and do your check. If your prayer don't get answer easily, I'm not talking about every prayer. If you notice that things don't just work in your direction, check that area of your life. Some people can forgive, but they will hold somebody for 2 months. They will release after 2 months. Do you know what happened? That 2 months, if you multiply, because it's sowing and reaping, you multiply by like 10. So your miracle will be held for like 20 months. Let's go to Matthew chapter 18 from verse 21. And I want us all to read together. Matthew 18 from verse 21. And I will ask you a question, we'll take the offering, and we will go. Matthew 18 from verse 21. Can you project? Is it possible to project? No problem. If you can't project, maybe I should read. Then came Peter
from verse 21. I forgive you. Last week, they did not project my thing. They were not telling me to be sorry. How will I not be sorry? I'm already sorry. Okay, at night, you are telling me sorry at night. Since morning, if I carry you at night, all my blessing for that day, don't come out. Now, then Peter came to him and said, Lord. Now, look at this conversation, please. Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? My brother, close person. My husband, my wife, my children, my associate, close person. Co-person, so he's not talking about somebody that is distant. And I forgive him up to 7 times. Of course, Peter thought, that's fair enough. And like most of us, that we are writing our own scriptures. Do you know that most of us are writing our own Bible? What the Bible is written, we write our own on top of it. We write what is convenient on top of what God has written. We are always writing our own Bible. Oh yeah? Verse 22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you, please, what did the Bible tell us? I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7 times. Please, let's go on. Can I ask you a question? Is it possible for someone to offend you up to 70 times 7 times? So that is saying that forgiveness, your unforgiveness must not be tolerated at all. That's the meaning of what was said there. Look, if the Bible is saying something, and you are doing something and you are proud, though, that's the meaning of pride, though, before God, though. Now, if you can't do it, please be praying for grace. God will know that you are praying. You are praying for grace to be able to do it. That is what is called pride, though. It's not this thing we think is pride. No, no, no. When God says something and you said, I won't do it. And you are proud of it. Some people are saying, I will not. Yes. I will not. Now, he now told them a parable. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king. Look at what he said. The kingdom of what? The kingdom of what? The kingdom of what? He's talking about heaven that you want to go to. Heaven that you want to go to is what they are telling you and information about. So if you don't want to go to heaven, you don't want to listen to him. No, no, you don't have to listen if you don't want to go there. Salvation puts you on the journey to the path to heaven. Unforgiveness can put you on a path to hell almost immediately. Unforgiveness, there is nothing, don't bother. It's not, there is no heaven. Okay. Kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle account with his servant. Move on, verse 24. And when he had begun to settle account, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. 25. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment must be made. Verse 26. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. 27. Then the master of that servant was moved with what? With what? People that don't have compassion don't know how to forgive. Do you know that some people can offend somebody, they can be wishing evil to happen to them? No compassion. I said, the person that you are wishing things to happen, they have children, they have wife. Kilo feka omo onse. And when lomi, they have people. Let me tell you the height of wickedness. Oh. It's called wickedness. Oh. Actually, it's the ministry of the devil. That you are wishing evil to happen to somebody. That person is a messenger of the devil. Forget it. And you are telling me that you are still praying to, people are still praying to God. Oh Lord God, I love you. Please shut up now. You are wishing in your heart that something bad will happen to somebody. Oh, the fire of the Holy Ghost. To do what? With fire.
The only ghost you have created. The fire of the Holy Ghost, you do what? To kill somebody? Oh yeah, please project. He had compassion. When you are not a compassionate person, it is difficult to forgive. Tonight we are here to conclude, we are not here to pray. We pray so that when you are not compassionate, compassion is called compassion. Because you can't forgive. That's why I say the anger is there, the hurt is there. When there is compassion, you know what happens? It melts everything away. And compassion can be soothing. Compassion will heal you. Compassion will settle your heart. Compassion will grant you peace. When you are a man of compassion, you are a natural recipient of peace. Peace around you. Garnished. Angels are around you when you have compassion in your heart. How can you forgive without compassion? You will just say, I forgive him. I forgive him. When you see the person on the other side, this thing right today, yeah. Say, they are coming again. Compassion. Compassion melts everything away. As if it never existed before. Let's sit down. Please, chop. Release him and forgive him the debt. 28. But the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe me. Took him by the throat. Don't we do it? Come on, Jack. You got to the machine, see? Add them more. I'm a queen, got to shift me with that. You got to shift me with that, but we're going to shift me with that now. Don't kill anybody. 20, verse 30. Verse 30. And he would not, but when he threw him into prison, till he should pay the debt. 31. And so when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were grieved. And came and told their master all that had been done. Please don't let people be reporting you to God. Yes! We can be praying. Do not prayer can be praying against us. Don't let people be reporting you to God. Obinrin de pere en Christian Oluwa o. Ah, why you going? I want to lot church gan. Won report e follow ni e. You don't know. Ewo, Olorun sanu. Ma yin de ni pastor lohun. Aye ma ti baje o. They are reporting you to God. Ewo bo ise sawon mommy. Ewo. He is going to church. And he taking gan. And he party. They are reporting you to God. I'm telling you, you will never believe it. It's going up. Okay, that is it. Owadenrole, I worship you today. I adore you. I don't know where, but I just alone sorrow here. I don't adore. They will report you to God. Humanity, well, I'm going to report Arawa. Let your light so shine among them. They will see your good work and do what? Grow. Is it that people are glorifying God on your, or they are reporting you?
Please, so all of us that are parents, business owner, anything, when you've done something wrong to people, apologize to them. Tell them you are sorry, even though they are your staff. Even though they are your children, even though you have advantage over them, tell them sorry. Even though somebody is your wife, tell them sorry. It's not good. Your staff, tell them sorry. Now, let's go. Chop. Then his master, he had called him, said unto him, you wicked servant. Now, you will not be wicked. Oh no, imagine, if God says to you about somebody, wow, you wicked servant. I forgive you all that debt because you've begged me. For the asking, I forgive you. And verse 34. And his master was angry and delivered him to torture until he should pay all that he was due to him. Please, let me ask you a question. Why do you think Christians can be tormented? Why do you think evil spirits can affect people, believers? Look at it. Don't go too far.
Don't go too far. So read your Bible very well. The master delivered him. To who? I'm a torturer. No happiness. No nothing. No nothing. No, everything is not working. Think about it. It was his mother that delivered him. Who will take him away? His master. It was his mother that delivered him. It was not the devil. They delivered him. Until he should pay all that was due to him. Can you pay back? Verse 34. 35. Let's do it together. 1, 2, 3, go. From where you have forgive? From where? From where? Your heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. I want us to rise up tonight. So will my heavenly Father do. Unforgiveness is what sent people to hell. So will my heavenly Father do. I don't care how much you preach. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you fast. Unforgiveness will sentence somebody to hell straight. With all your works. I want us to ask God for grace this evening. Ushers, please be ready to wait on us. I want to ask God for grace tonight. And if you are holding anybody and you are standing there, make up your mind to send message. Make up your mind to make a call. Don't worry. Do your own part. It doesn't matter to you. Make sure that the person knows that you are forgiving him or her. Make sure that the person knows that you are doing good to him or her. It doesn't matter. But of course, protect yourself. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Please permit me to tell you this in less than 1 minute. You know, some people, they inherited unforgiveness DNA from their parents. It's difficult for them to forgive. My son was asking me, was it a few days ago? He said, Daddy, if somebody did this to you and you can find it easy to do. I said, yes now. I said, so it doesn't make it doesn't matter. Things can happen. I now said, how are you able to do it? I said, I remember that my father was like that. And thank God I resemble my father in that area. I'm not sure if my mom is like that. I said, my dad was like that. I don't care what you do. The next minute is that you have not done. Some people, parents specializing in another 2 years. That's a reference. So sometimes the spirit of unforgiveness, you may have to cut those evil DNA. And we can't do that tonight. You may have to cut it. If you know that your father, your mother is like that, it's called evil DNA. And it's not easy for you to forgive. You may have to ask God for God to help you. Father, tonight we are grateful to you. Father in heaven, you have not called the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. I say your hand is not short that you cannot reach. Neither your ear deaf that you cannot hear. What has separated people from you is our sins and iniquity. Tonight, oh God, and unforgiveness is a grave sin before you. Please have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Lord God of heaven, even the spirit that people have attacked in their houses, into their businesses, into their endeavor by the issue of unforgiveness, we take authority over you in the name of Jesus. We bind you every evil spirit in the name of Jesus, in the houses of our people, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, by the grace and the mercy of God, I set these people free. Everybody, I set them free in the name of Jesus. But by the grace of God, we will go and sin no more. Can we share the grace together tonight?